Sorry, Kim, wait, traffic. So, discuss a little bit of preparing for Pesach. Pesach brings us into the Zman, which is called Ketusha Zman, the Zman of the Yom Tovim, the first of all the Yom Tovim. Rosh Kol Miyadim, the Seis of Pesach, Sein Dagadim. Pesach is the first of all Yom Tovim. The first dinin of the Yom Tovim, Shigolim, Shal Shigolim, is Miyadim Asimcha. It's the Miyadim Shashem gave us for the dinin of Simcha. Connection that Miyadim after Simcha, specifically for Simcha, Miyadim to Yom Tovim Azman, Shusiyata B'chatonu, the Ben Shimon chose us, and through Pesach, through Tzitz Mitzrayim, through Matan Torah, through the Manei Kovah, Tzukos, Azman of creating the Kedushas Yisrael, of creating Klal Yisrael. The Seder of Amzu Yitzarti, the Seder that Benjamin created the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, Amzu Yitzarti, the chosen nation, the chosen people, Klal Yisrael. What does it have a special connection to the Inyan of Simcha? A lot of Midas Tovus, a lot of good Midas, which are traits of Klal Yisrael. Seems to be that Simcha is something that's very fundamental, something which is connected to the essential part of the of Etzem, Kedushas Yisrael, which is the main idea of all the Meyadim, which are all the creation of Klal Yisrael. So first we have to define the meaning of Simcha, what does it mean, Simcha, and also the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos apparently has a higher Kedusha than Yom Tov. Shabbos is, if you mechal Shabbos, you call it Tarikula, it's Chiyuv Skila, it's Ka'akon, it's Nechshav like a Goy, like Ka'akon, Shabbos. Yom Tov, it's not a chiyuv skila. Yom Tov is not so. It's not so. It doesn't have such a. So many melachas. Many melachas are mutar on Yom Tov. Apparently doesn't have that great kedusha of Shabbos. But Shabbos is not considered as man of simcha. There's no mitzvah simcha on Shabbos. There's oinik Shabbos. There's menucha Shabbos. Menucha oinik. The idea of Shabbos is not basically Simcha. But Yom Tovim is Miyadim of Simcha. It's the Miyadim of Simcha. So the difference is that Isaiah says Shabbos Yom Edin Shmasa or Yom Edin Gufa Klal. Shabbos is a day of Neshama, not a day of Gufa. Neshama Yisrael on Shabbos. Yom Tov, some chalikis within the Shami Yisrael, chalikis Rishonim, but definitely doesn't have this madriga of the Shami Yisrael of Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of the Shama, Yom Edin Nishmas, lo Yom Edin Gufa Klal. In other words, if someone would ask you why you make such a big deal of Shabbos, what's Shabbos different than all the days of the week? What are you celebrating on Shabbos? What happened Shabbos? What's the big celebration on Shabbos? So you wouldn't be able to tell them anything. Shabbos, nothing happened. No nace happened. There's nothing that you could celebrate for on Shabbos. So why are you making such a The emphasis on the need of Shabbos, what's Shabbos? So he told him, it's the Neshama Yisrael. It's the Neshama. I can't show it the Gashmis, I can't. So it's not so, sort of tangible, physical. It's the Neshama, it's the Ruchnis. Yoimed Neshmas, it's the Degon Neshama. You have a Neshama, you'll know what I'm talking about. But it's a Neshama, it's a day of Neshama. That's Shabbos. He really explains it in the Kabbalah terminology. He says that there's no aliyah of chitzoin Yisraelims on Shabbos, only pnim Yisraelims. Shabbos is not oilim. The chitzoin is the external oilim part of a world of creation. It's not. It doesn't have an uplifting on Shabbos. Only pnim Yisraelims, which is called Nisham. Nisham Yisrael. So on Yom Tov, someone asks you why you make such a big deal of Pesach. Sure, so you can tell them, it's very tangible. We're celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah. On the deeper sense of Chassidus, not we're celebrating, we're reliving. We're reliving every Yom Tov. It's Kilehu Yatzan Mitzrayim. It's again Matan Torah. It's reliving the great Nisan and the great facts, the great changes that the world went through on this Yom Tov. It's very tangible, you could explain it. So Shabbos is Pnimius, it's Neshama. And Yom Tov is when this Pnimius sort of goes into the world, into the Gashmis, the tangible world of the Guf. And the Kedusha becomes revealed, and becomes revealed the Poel Mamish in the world that changes over, makes a transformation of the darkness of the Oilem Hazeh, which is, conceals on the Lakus, conceals on the presence of Hashem. And sort of breaks through that darkness, that veil, that concealment, and Hashem is Mizgalu and reveals himself in the Chatzonis of the Oilems. So a person has a Guf and a Neshama. His Guf is Chatzonis, his Neshama is Pnimis. And so the Neshama breaks through the Mechitza of the Guf. And the Guf comes in a certain way also like a neshama, transformed into a neshama. In other words, that the Choshech becomes Or. The first night of Pesach, he asked, Man ishtana halayla zeh mekol halaylas. This layla, this oylem hazeh, adayim halayla, is different than all the laylas, all the nights of the whole year. This is a night of Laila Kayem Yar. The light, the night shines like the day. Oilem Hazeh, Adayim Laila, glows like the bright daylight. Manishtana Halaila Hazeh Mekal Halaila. That brings us into Yom Tov. That's Yom Tov. The definition of Simcha, Pnimis, how you really define al pitoyer, al pi chassidus, you define what's called happiness. What is true happiness? What's the definition of simcha? Definition of simcha al pi pnimis means the feeling that you have when you go out from a darkness to a light. That's what simcha. That's the clear definition of simcha. Simcha means a certain feeling that you have when the darkness gets changed over to light. Like it says, Ur Zeru al Atzadik, and the Yishrei Leif Simcha. The Hiskim Oiris Misameach Alomar Anshabor. Bunshe made Oiris Misameach Alomar Anshabor. To be Misameach the world. He brought light. He brought light to the world. So this is Ur Tzadikim Yismach. The Or of Tzadikim brings Simcha. Simcha is the going out from the Choshech Ta'or. You see in the morning, the birds sing. The birds are like the musicians of creation. They sing. They sing to make everyone happy. In the Ramban, this week, the Ramban Parshat, sorry, the Ramban speaks about it, the Tzipor, the Lashon morning, Tzafra. Tzafra is called morning. Because they usually sing in the morning. So you see from the laws of nature, of creation, that the Simcha, those the ones that bring Simcha to the world, they bring Simcha when the light, when the night vanishes and becomes day. When they feel the change of light to day, so then they sing, because that's Simcha. So the creation witnesses that. That Simcha means that going out from Choshech Ta'or. Pesach, the spring, the Aviv, days of Nisan, the pasuk calls it Eis HaZomer Higia, the time of song has reached us. Koil Ator Nishma Baratzeinu. So the pigeons, the birds start singing, because the winter is called the night of the year. Long nights, people are sort of inside, contracted in their own dwellings. They don't go out. It's not a time of going out. It's cold. It's dark. And the day of creation is the summer. The world, the year starts from Rosh Hashanah, the night, and then the day. And you have the spring is the beginning of the day. The day of the year. That's the summer months. The Chodshei HaKayitz. The night is called like a Hester Ponim, a darkness, and creation is the whole Ma'aseh Bereishis. It always says the Shem Elokim. Shem Elokim doesn't say the Shem Havai, only says the Shem Elokim. Elokim is Midas Adin, Elokim is Gematria HaTeva, Teva, that's Rosh Hashanah, Yimei Adin, and that's the Ma'aseh Hashanah. You don't have Midaraisi, you don't have Yom Tov. Only Tishrei, you have Sukkot, which is like, as a Shaykh, is also to Pesach, and on the Kovet, you learn at Chamishasa. But it's basically the time when you bench Tal. It's not a time we say Geshem. Time of Tal, time of the summer. it's written aspect, if you understand the Yom Tov of Purim. Since Purim is in the end of the winter, and we know Purim is different than all the Nisan, Purim was a nes b'derech hateva. It wasn't a nes like Yitzis Mitzrayim, which was revealed miracles, revealed Nisan. This was everything went b'derech hateva. No Yitzis Mitzrayim, but you know. You could see that everything was with a clear Hashgacha. That Klal Yisrael with a very clear Hashgacha, with Nisan, with a big Nes of Purim, but it was clothed in the Levushim, the clothes of Teva. It's clever. Nes B'derech HaTeva. So in other words, it's not the spring. It's not yet the spring. It's not Nisan. It's the end of the night. The end of the night is called the Shachar, the morning star, the Shachar. And Purim is called Lamnatzeach Alayelas HaShachar. Esther is doing it to the Shachar. Shachar means it's still night. The Ketchili, you can't learn Krishma Shalyoy. It's only the Yevet. It's morning, but it's not Mamish morning. It's not a Ketchili morning. It's the Shachar. So there's a certain shira which comes from the choshech itself, but we don't really have it. We'll have it if you lost it, love it. It's a shira, let's say a kreisa, the Megillah, Ziyulula, it's a halal. But you don't say explicitly halal. You say the story of Purim, and it's a halal. It's a halal. If you understand the Megillah, you know it's a halal. But you can't say it in the open. You can't say explicitly because the nais was behasta. So the halal is behasta. It was a concealed nais. So the halal is also a concealed halal. It's not a behedidic halal. When this halal will be revealed, so then even the choshech itself, the biggest choshech, is going to also say shira. And Yaakov brought this light of Los Lavoi when he had a Muhammad with the Malach, Samach Mem. And the Samach Mem said, Shalcheinu ki Allah Shacha. And Rashi says, Igi azman Eloi Mashir. I say Shir in the Shacha. I say Shir in the Shacha means that I'm the Choshech. The Samach Mem is the Choshech. The Choshech also says Shir. So that's the shir of Purim, which is the shir of the Lam Natsayach Alayel HaSashach. Purim is B'na Hapachu. The Samach Mem also says shir. Everyone says shir. We don't have it yet, B'Shleimus. We'll have it Lasid Lava. But we have an aura of Lasid Lava in the Imei Purim. Shalcheinu Ka'Allah HaShach. So the Indian of Simcha is sort of the feeling of the transformation from Choshech to Or. We zoche to the name Yisrael by the Muhammad that Yaakov had with the Malach, Samach Mem. Yisrael is Gematria Or, and Choshech is Gematria Yisrael. Because that's the whole tafkid of Klal Yisrael. That's the whole purpose that Hashem made Klal Yisrael in this world. Sava Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ladir B'Tachtoinim. The one who wants to have a Dir B'Tachtoinim. So we carry that responsibility to make from the Choshech. We have to make Oy. And since Simcha is a transformation from Choshech to Oy, so all the Yom Tov, which is the process of the of Kedushas Yisrael, of creating Klal Yisrael, are all days of Simcha. Because that's what Simcha means. Simcha means we were created to bring Simcha. We were created to change the Olam Hazeh Adayim Lalayla to bring the Madrega of Yismach Hashem B'Masa. Yihi Chavoyed Hashem Li'Olam. When is the Chavoyed Hashem is going to be revealed in the world? What's the purpose? Kol ma shebara kadosh baruch hu l'gbara ei l'chvoida. The purpose of the world was Chvoid Hashem. Everything the Baruch Hu created was l'chvoida. So when Yihi Chvoid Hashem li'olam, when the world will reach its goal, its purpose, l'gbara ei l'chvoida, so then Yismach Hashem b'masa. So it's Yismach Hashem b'masa, that's the simcha. And that's the purpose of creation. So therefore, you find a big difference in Hilchos Avelos, a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Both, there's no halacha of Avelos. You're not noyik, the halachas of Avelos, not Shabbos and neither Yom Tov. Both, there's no Hilchos Avelos. A Avel is not an Avel, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. But there's a difference. In Shabbos, there's no Avelos. But there's no halacha that Shabbos is mafsik Avelos. Shabbos is mevatled Avelos. Shabbos is no Avelos, but it's not mafsik Avelos. Yom Tov, there's halacha that comes Yom Tov, you're in the middle of the Shiva. After Yom Tov, there's no Shiva. Yom Tov was mevatled Gzeirah Shiva. If Shloshim comes a Yom Tov, Yom Tov is mevatled Gzeirah Shloshim. There's no Shloshim. So it took away the avails, it nullified the avails. There's no avails. So what's the difference? Difference is, like we explained, that Shabbos is a day of neshama. If it's a day of neshama, it means you go out from the world of Misa, of Avelus, and you enter a different world, a world of neshama. The neshama never died. The neshama never had an Avelus. Nothing bad happened to the neshama when there was a Misa. On the contrary, the neshama maybe Pashas had a big aliyah, went up to its place, to the Olam HaNeshamas. Till now it wasn't the Olam of Gufa, and it went to its home, to its true home, to the Olam HaNeshamas. There's no Avelus mitzad the neshama. The Avelus is something that happened to the Guf. Oh, you have to, you know, you can't disregard the Guf. Psaruch al tesalam. You have to know that the Guf is also important. The Guf is going to have Tchis Amazim. It's important. If the Guf is, there's a Misa on the Guf, no, there's Hilchus Avelus. You have to recognize the Guf is also something. The Guf is important. It died, there's Avelus. But Shabbos, he entered the Olam HaNeshamas, so there's no Avelus. But the meaning of Yom Tov, it goes into the world of Gufa and brings light to the Guf. And this light is a certain resemblance of the Ur of L'Asad Lover, of Yismach Hashem B'Ma'asav, when there's going to be Tchias HaMeisav, when the Guf and the Neshama are going to be the same, they're going to work together. And what happens to the Guf happens to the Neshama, what happens to the Neshama happens to the Guf. If the Neshama doesn't die, the Guf also doesn't die. It's Tchias HaMeisav. The whole lineage of Yom Tov is entering the Gashmistik Chelik of creation and bring a light of the Neshama into the Guf. So in other words, it fights with Avelus. You can't be Mevatla Avelus if you're not in the world of Avelus. But if you go into the world of the Guf, in the world of Avelus, and you illuminate it with the light of the Neshama and you bring a Simcha, so that's a bit of Avelus. It's not Noig Avelus, it's Mevatl Avelus. It's a Nechama. It's a Nechama on the Avelus. It brings you a Psura Toiv that there's once upon a time, there's going to be a time when there's going to be Tchis HaMeisav. That's why when it says Chai Vodum and Kal Pnei Rabbi Beregel, you have to go to your Rabbi and be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi in a regel. This Pnei Rabbi is a Madrig of Yom Tov. When he came to Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash was the Pnei Rabbi. The Lashon Zohar, Mam Pnei Odin Hashem, Dorib Shem Beichoy. The aura of Yom Tov is the aura which is called Pnei Rabbi. And you learn out from Elisha that the Shinamas went to Elisha and says, Shabbos Haim Lechaydish, Meklal, Shabbos Chaydish, you have to be called Pnei Rabbi. Now, why did she come to Elisha? She came to Elisha, that Elisha should be Mechai Mason. Her son died, and she went to Elisha, and Elisha was Mechai Mason. So you see that the madrig of the Pnei Rabbi that you makab beregel is a rabbi that's Mechai Mason. It's a rabbi that's Mechai Mason. A certain madrig of Pnei Rabbi which is called Tchias HaMeisav. Because Yom Tov is Tchias HaMeisav. That's why all Yom Tov in the Zman from Tal is Tal Shal Tchias. So Mamela, so this is the Madrega of Yom Tov, Madrega of going into the Gufim and changing over the Olam Hazeh to Neshama. Try to explain a little broader and we'll attach a similar idea. We find by Matzah that the mitzvah of Be'er of Teichli Matzos, You have to zechiv to eat matzah the first night of Pesach. And it says in the Torah a few times that shivas yam toichel matzahs. For all 7 days you have to eat matzah. But Chazal learned out that it's not a chiv. Not a chiv, it's a rishus. It's a shita that there's a mitzvah, it's not a chiv. It's a yim kaim a mitzvah if you eat matzah all the 7 days, even though there's not, you're not mechuyev to do it, but if you do it, you have a mitzvah. Machloikis, makapanim, definitely not a chiv. And he learned out from Shvi, because it says, one time it says, Shivas Yom Toichel Matzahs, another part it says, Sheshes Yom, not seven. So the Shvi is not a chiyuv. According to the pasuk, Sheshes Yom, so Shvi is not a chiyuv. So he learned out, Ma Shvi Rishus, Av Sheshes Yom Rishus. All the days are Rishus. But Pesach night, it says, Be'erif Toichel Matzahs, so that's a chiyuv. Because it says, Be'erif, Be'erif Toichel Matzahs. So, al pichsidis, you could ask your akasha. It's not a niglik the kikasha, but it's a chsidis akasha. Al pimachshav. Kriyas Yamsev was a moisev in the Indian of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. It was a higher madrega of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. It was definitely didn't lessen the Indian of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. It didn't lessen the Indian of Pesach. Pesach becomes sort of elevation. And the Indian of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, the Indian of Pesach. Because he went out of Mitzrayim, but then there was another Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Paro ran after Klaiso, wanted to bring them back to Mitzrayim. There was Kriyas Yamsev. Ra'asa Shifcha Layam, Yecheskel. So how come that from a day that's Hayisofer, in the Indian of Pesach, you bring a Kula in the Indian of Matzah? The Mekor and the Shoresh of that matzah is not a chiyuv, that matzah is a rishus, comes from ma shvi rishus, just like the shvi, which is kriyas yamsev. Kriyas yamsev in the yamish, that's rishus. So this becomes the source of to teach us that all sheishes yam are rishus. From the bigger yitzias mitzrayim becomes a kula in the din of matzah. From a bigger yitzias mitzrayim should become a chumra in the din of matzah. So pshat is like this. A bigger oil could go into a lower place, into the darkness, and accomplish in lower places. Let's say if someone learns Gemara. There's Gemara. Understands the Gemara. Explain it too. Understands very deep, it's explained. But then you can't explain it so good that even Amaratzim, even people that are far from Lomdus and Torah should also understand it. Sometimes it just has to do with his ability of explaining. His teaching abilities, no, he can't. He's not a teacher. He can't explain. So many times it has to do with how deep you understand the longest. If you understand very deep, then you could bring it down to a level that even people who are far from longest should also understand it. Shlomo Melech understood Chachma so good that the pasuk says he had. He said a lot of mishalom. Mishalom means bringing down the chachma down. He brought it down to 3,000 madregas lower than him. Shloish is a lot of mishalom. His chachma was so clear, and he understood it with such a depth and such a clarity that he could bring it down to the shloish is a lot of mishalom. All the goyim came to Shloima to learn his chachma. He brought it down to this world. The biggest secrets of Torah, the biggest Kabbalah terminology, were explained with the terminology of the furthest from Torah. From the people who were very, very far, not only from Kabbalah, from Chassidus, from Torah, B'chlal.
because he understood it at its shorish, very, very, very clear, so he could bring it down low.
Matzah has to accomplish that all the achila and all the panasa that you have a whole year should also be permeated and full with amunah, with kedusha's matzah. All achilas rishus of the whole year round, and all panos of the whole year round, should find its source in the kedusha of the matzah. So you have to have a very high matzah for that. The matzah of Leil Pesach is a matzah of chiyuv. It's not a matzah of rishus. Since it's not a matzah of rishus, it can't go into the oilam rishus. When a person eats matzah, and you say it's a mitzvah, so it's going to make a l'shem yichud. L'shem yichud that is eating now matzah. Okay, very good. So with the whole ahav and the yira and the l'shem yichud, al-achilas matzah, every day of Pesach. But when he's going to eat his bread and this richak after Pesach, it's not a mitzvah. So it's going to be a plain breakfast. It's going to be chayil. It's going to be very nothing to do with kiddush. The matzah has to be mekadosh all the very rishus too. So matzah has to be rishus. And for that, to have a matzah which goes in the oil of my rishus, you have to have a higher matzah. Kriyas yamsev mizanoisav shel adam is kashim ki kriyas yamsev. It opens up the mizanois of shalom of the whole year. Zivuve shel adam kashal zavgam ki kriyas yamsev. Kriyas yamsev brings the kedusha of Pesach in the world of chayil too. So that you have a higher matzah. You have to have a higher matzah for that. So you learn out from the higher matzah, you learn out that matzah is rishus. So the inyan of Yom Tov, that's the p'chir of Klal Yisrael. So that comes from very high shayrish. And with that aspect, it's even higher than Shabbos. It comes from a shayrish nifla. Because since it goes down, so that's why it comes high. That's what comes from a higher shayrish. An oil that goes into the choshech comes from a shayrish which is not only, it's not pnimius. It's called lefnai v'lefnai. It's higher than pnimius. Many times explained that lefnai v'lefnai, if you have the Kurdish Kaddish, it's called lefnai v'lefnai. What's the difference? Lefnai v'lefnim and pnim. Why is the Kurdish Kaddishim called Kurdish Kaddishim and outside of the Kurdish is only Kurdish? So I think it's a fairish pasuk. The pasuk says in the Mizbeach, "Ohoy Mizbeach Kurdish Kaddishim, Kala Negev in Mizbeach Yikdash." So the Torah explains why is this Kurdish Kaddishim? Because everyone that's going to touch it is also going to become Kurdish. It would be plain Kurdish, so it's Kurdish. But it can't change over something that's not Kurdish into Kurdish. So when you say Kurdish Kaddish, it means that it has the ability that Kala Negeya Yikdash. So the same idea is when you say Pnim, means he's a Pnimi. But the Chitzoni is going to remain to be a Chitzoni. If you say Lefnai V'Lefnim, so then Kala Negeya Yikdash Pnimi. Kala Negeya V'Lefnai V'Lefnim Yikdash Gamken Pnimi. So that's the idea of the Maila of Yom Tov, of Simcha of Yom Tov, Miyadam the Simcha, which is the Pchir of Klal Yisrael, because it goes lower. Since it's higher, that's why it has the ability to go lower. Okay, so now let's continue. Next step, I don't know exactly. I don't like to speak, especially I came late, so I don't like to speak more than an hour, but as much as we'll reach in an hour, I don't know if we'll finish the drush. You know, it's Toiv Malpi Kavonim, Harvish Levi Kavonim. Try to explain whatever I'll explain, even if I wouldn't finish the drush. least what we'll talk about, I hope, at the Siyat HaShemar, to explain it, should be clear. So let's go one step further. Yom Tovim is called Kedusha Zazman. Kaddish Yisrael Vazman. Yisrael brought a Kedusha into the Zman. Now again, you have to understand what does this have a shaykhis with the idea of Yom Tov. We could try to explain Simcha. Now you have to explain Kedusha Zazman. The Zman is Kaddish. What does it exactly mean that the Zman is Kaddish? What does it mean exactly? It's a Kedusha in the Zman. We find B'chatzos HaLayla on the Yotze B'sechem Tzirai, which Rabbeinu said, Kachatzos HaLayla. Not B'chatzos, Kachatzos HaLayla. Because the astrologers of Mitzrayim, the Tzignuni Pari, will try to catch him with a mistake. They're going to say it wasn't Mamash Chatzos. So he said, Kachatzos. But really it was B'chatzos. It wasn't Kachatzos. It was B'chatzos. Yeah. Why couldn't Hashem? Make it kachatzos. Has to be bachatzos. Must be bachatzos. And if it's kachatzos, no good. They wanted to be kachatzos. Let it be kachatzos. Okay. No, bachatzos. Bachatzos alive. Just a split second of chatzos. On the yoytze v'sof Mitzrayim. Why is that important? It seems to be irrelevant. If it's bachatzos, it's kachatzos. It's a difference. You have to understand like this. Today's scientists brought it more to the understanding of a person. In the olden times, you had to have, when you saw it in the Torah, you had to have a lot of emunah. But today, it's more understandable. Time is a creation. Space is a creation, and time is a creation. It's something which should be really tangible. It's something which I can't see it, I can't touch it, but it's a creation. It's something which was created, time. Space is a creation. The Sefer Yetzirah says, Oilam Shana Nefesh. The whole world is made Oilam, three pillars. Oilam Shana Nefesh. Oilam means space, Shana means time, and Nefesh means everything which is within the boundaries of time and space. That's Oilam. That's Nefesh. Oilam Shana Nefesh. So this is creation. And what's creation? Creation is a certain alikim, bereshis bara alikim. It's a certain midas adin, which sets guidelines, and it's called an, I don't know the right word in English, tzimtzumim. It's a tzimtzum. It's tzimtzumim, and the Indian, laws of nature. The Gero says, Baruch Yoitzer bereshis, means what's called Yoitzer Bereshis, means he created Zman. Bereshis means Zman. Say Reshis, the beginning, so there's Zman. Bereshis Bara Elokim, he created the Reshis, he created Zman. So the most sort of untangible and sort of subtle type of creation is Zman. Nefesh is tangible. Creation, everything is Nefesh. If it exists, it's nefesh. It doesn't have to exist, but it exists, it's nefesh. Space is very hard to imagine that's a creation, because it's, how could it be without space? It's like sort of, it's creation. What's pshat? Not space. It's very hard to imagine something that's not under the laws of space. And Zman is even harder to imagine.
don't know exactly I think it's harder to imagine, I'm not sure. But a kaponim, in pnimis, we know that zman is even more intangible than space. It's even higher. I would say the first crack of creation of tzimtzum is the creation of zman. And then comes makom. You see it in the halachas of Kaddishim. That if you, it's chitzl zmanah, so it's pigul, so it's a bigger pgam than chitzlim koimah. Chitzlim koimah is not poigim like chitzl zmanah. Chitzlim koimah is possible, but it's not pigul. You poigim the zman, so you poigim in a higher part in a higher halacha of the Kaddishim. And a part of the Kaddishim that reaches a higher order. If the Torah sets as zman and you're not mekayim the halacha of this man, not loyal to this man, you're not mekayim the halacha, so then you poigim high in a higher oil. Because man is even higher than mokum. So since Klal Yisrael is righteous, Nibachayri Yisrael, and the whole tzimtzum of the whole creation of Olam Shana Nefesh is also Bishvil Yisrael. Yisrael is the purpose of creation, the purpose why Hashem created the whole creation, which started, the first beginning of creation started with the creation of Zman, was all Bishvil Yisrael. So, in other words, Yisrael are one step higher than Zman. Because they were the purpose why Hashem made Zman, and Hashem had them in mind when He made Zman. And since Zman is the beginning of the whole creation, so if Klaiso is higher than Zman, so Klaiso is higher than the whole creation, because everything is under Zman. Zman is like sort of the king of creation. He's the beginning. He's the ratios of creation. Zman. And if Yisrael is higher than Zman, so Yisrael is higher than the entire creation. Everything is Bishvil Yisrael. So when the Pasuk says Bereshis, in the beginning of the Torah, the Reshis of the Torah, it says Bereshis. And the Pashto Pshat, Bereshis, the beginning. Bereshoina, the beginning. That means Zman, the beginning. Darshis is not. You have to darshan that Pasuk. Zman is not the Reshis. Zman is not the Reshis. Bereshis means the beginning. The beginning means the beginning of Zman. Beginning. No, it's not the Reshis. Darshan it. Bishvil Yisrael shenikra Reshis. Bishvil HaTorah shenikra Reshis. There's one step, one tiny step higher than, and because of that, Bishvil made this Bereshis. So when the Bereshis is Baruch and Klal Yisrael, so he's Baruch Adam, he chooses them in the, I wouldn't call it a split second, I don't have a word for it. But in that second, I'll call it second, that's higher than the first second. Where Lamaylam and Azman touches Zman. Goyim can't grasp that split second which is higher than Zman. They start from Zman. You know, Kama Zama Rega. The Zam and the Kas of the Rebbein Shalom from Avodah Zarah starts in a Rega. This is the Rega of Zman. Because as soon as Zman becomes created and there's a Tzimtzum and there's a Zman, there's a Hester upon him, and when there's a Hester upon him, from there, that's the Shorish, from there it comes out, evolves Avodah Zarah. And that's Kamizam Erega. And Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael in that Rega. On that says, Ki Rega Be'apoy. You know, Sforum says, Rega is Rosh Tevez, Reish is Goyim Amolik. The Reish of Goyim starts in this Rega. But B'ni B'chayr Yisrael, they start in a split second before this Rega. It's Tignune Paroi, the astrologers of Paroi, the astronomers of Paroi, they can't understand that. They're not mastering that second before the second. They start in the second. But that's not Bachatzois. That's kachatzos. Bachatzos is where that rega touches l'maylam nazman. So it had to be that way. It couldn't be different. It's very important that bachatzi alayla on the yoytze b'soch Mitzrayim. This second, I'm going out from Mitzrayim. It's like yesh mayay. Klaus were created in a different than older Mitzrayim. Every Mitzrayim become created yesh mayesh. There's a person, and if this person comes a family, there's a bigger family, and bigger family, until a nation. Nation evolves. Klal Yisrael, the second before he sees Mitzrayim, they were goy b'ker of goy. Uber b'yarechimoy. Like in the mother's womb. Uber rech, so that doesn't have a metzias la'atzmam. They have no metzias. They're not the part of the mother. They're in Mitzrayim. They're non-existent. In that second, which is a second before a second, become Yesh Mayah and Shishim Riba, a whole nation of Shishim Riba. The Klal Yisrael is the Bria of Yesh Mayah. They touch the Rishis. They touch the Rishis. The Rishis is where Lamailam Nazman is Mechuba with Zman, and it's Yesh Mayah. That's the create, that's the Bnei Bechayri Yisrael. So Yisrael, I'm a Kaddish Zman, I mean Yisrael, I'm a Kaddish all creation. All creation is under Zman. And if Yisrael bring a kiddush in Zman, so that's the pchir of Klal Yisrael. They bring an oyer in the tzimtzum of the whole world. They bring an oyer in the tzimtzum, and the first tzimtzum is Zman. So that's the same idea of what we said before of Simcha. They bring an oyer in the tzimtzum. So the pchir of Klal Yisrael and kiddushes of Zman coincide. They're mamish the same thing. Since we said Rega Biyapur, there's an af, at the ending of the first tzimtzum, which is Zman, so there's a certain mishap, a certain mum, a certain sickness, I would call it, or injury, I don't know, I would call it some chesor, something missing in the whole creation of Zman, since Rega Biyapur. There's something missing in the Zman. It has to be rectified, it needs correction. You have to be misaken the Zman. And you have to be misaken it through Kiddushas Zman. You see that there's a chesor in Zman. There's certain, it's not perfect, it has to have a tikkun. You see it in Ma'aseh Bereishis. Because the Bereishis created the Shemesh and the Reyach to measure Zman. You measure Zman with the Shemesh and the Reyach. Hoy le'oseis, le'mayadah, le'yamim v'shanim. We measure time through day and night and seasons, years, which has four seasons, four tkufas, and we have with months, which has to do with the Reyach, the full moon, the half moon, the whole mahalach of the Reyach is chadasha, yamam, chadasha. Everything has to do with the Moiris. The tkufis hashana, the seasons of the year, and the days of the year, the days and the nights and the months. Everything is measured by the Moiris. By the shamash and the Reyach, the sun and the moon, and the kachavim, which are the mazalos. Okay. Since you see there's a chsaron in the Yireyach, and also a chsaron in the Shemesh, Lassus Lavei, the Shemesh is going to be Shivasayim, Kore Shivasayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moitzi Chama Menartika. So if the ones that measure Zman need perfection, so it means that the Zman needs perfection. It's not just happen so, coincidence, that the ones that measure Zman need a perfection. It's because man needs a perfection. So the things that measures man also need a tikkun. So Zman is something missing in this man. You have to be misaken this man. The bunch of made the mayadim for that. So Zman is a combination of a past and a future and a present. Hoya, Hoiva v'yeh. That's man. And Tzmurim is Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, and Hashem Yimlech. Hoya, hoiva v'yeh. Something that was, something that's going to be, future, and something that's now, present. That's the three ingredients of Zman. And every one of them needs a tikkun. There's a chasaron in the part of Zman which is called Hashem Molech, which is called past. That when time goes by and something becomes a very strong past, so it gets forgotten. Forgetfulness is a chasar. Gzera la meis sheishtakech min alev. A meis gets forgotten. A chai doesn't get forgotten. In other words, you have to understand it deeper. The zman that was and it's not exists now, it means that the zman died. It was once, but it's not now. It died. No, nothing should die. It has its roots in the Shem Avaya. Hoya. So it can't die. If you attach to Hashem, there's no misa chas v'shalom. If this man has its roots in the Hoya of the Shem Avaya, so v'kim b'shem alakeichem chayim kilchem. It doesn't die. It can't die. And if it does die, there's something missing. You have to be mekadosh it. You have to attach it to the Shem Avaya. There's a certain chesaron in the asid, in the future, that we don't know what's going to happen in the future. It's not here. It's not here. What do you mean it's not here? It's not existent. Just like the other died, so the same way the future wasn't born yet. It's non-existent. It can't be. It can't be. If it's a part of the Shem Avaya of here, so it has to exist now too. If it exists now, I have to know. I have to attach to it. I have to relate to it. I can't relate to it. I don't know my Yilad Yom. I know what's going to happen tomorrow. That's a chesaron in the year of this month. There's a chesaron in the present. Because the present, I don't understand. It's so hidden, it's so not tangible that I can't even grasp it. What's the hope? When is the present? The whole Zman is a change from a future to a past. Was 1 second before it was a future, the next second it's past. When did it exist? When is it? A second before it wasn't yet here. And next second is already past. So when is the present? Since I don't understand it, I don't grasp it. I do have to understand it. I have to grasp it. There's a certain chesaron. So the Bereshit gave us shalosh regalim. Kineged correspond to the hoya hoya v'yia to be misaking the kedusha kodesh kodesh kodesh. I'm shalosh kedushas lekadosh. This man from Ato b'chatanu mekalam v'kadashtanu. The man was mekadoshas. So these are the three kedushas. The reish is the beginning, was past. Can't remember it. So there's a special din of the Mount Tisker is Yom Tzeischa Meretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. Zachar is the main idea of Pesach is Zachar. Remember it. It's not something that passed. It's you're living it every year. Chai v'adam liris es atzm gehili hu yotzom in Mitzrayim. It wasn't past. It's every day. Every day is Yitzis Mitzrayim. And you relive the past every Pesach. You relive the past. It's not once upon a time. It's now. That's the Kedusha of the Hoya. The Kedusha of the Osid. In other words, the Karain is a tikkun on the other of this man. And Zikaron is Pesach, Mount Tisco. Zechira Yitzis Mitzrayim, Zechir Yitzis Mitzrayim. Sukkah is the Zman of Shu'av and Ruach HaKodesh. Sukkah is a Lashon Seicha, you look, you have your Ruach HaKodesh. Sukkah is a Zeicha of the Nanekavod. Nanekavod means that you're going. Where are you going? You're going to the future. Where a person goes, where does he go? He goes to the future. And to know where you're going, you have to know what the future is. That's why Sukkah has a special emphasis more than all regalim on the inyan of Simcha. We said all regalim on Simcha, but Sukkah is man Simcha Seinu. We said in the Shemini Esrei, like the Rambam says, Simcha Yisera on Sukkah. Simcha is based on Sheyeva, Sha'av Ruach HaKodesh. Because a Navi has to be B'Simcha. Why does a Navi have to be B'Simcha? Because we have a very happy future. And if you want to connect yourself to the future, you can't connect yourself if you're not happy, because we have a very happy future. So if you live, you go into the Futurama, you go into the future, you must be B'Simcha. It's a contradiction for a Navi not to be B'Simcha. There's no simcha in the present. Adayin lo yisamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olamo. The Baruch Hu wasn't yet happy with his own. Yismach Hashem b'maaso. Every yontiv is a aura of lasid lavay. Every yontiv is a me'ain, a resemblance of lasid lavay. But sukkis, especially that, sukkis is the future. You go into the future, you go into the sukkah. So ma'amela, you go into yismach Hashem b'maaso. So you're a Navi. You see the future, you're a Navi. And what's with Mazba? It says, the Gemara says, that the Rishon is going to test the Mitzvahilim, Lost Lover, the Mitzvah Sukkah. No, the Mitzvahilim are going to argue, you know, you gave the Kladis to the Torah, you Kaifalem Haki Gigas, you sort of forced them to be Mekabim Torah. If you would have done that to us, so we were also in the Kabbalah Torah. There's going to be a whole argument, a debate between Klal Yisrael, between the Benjamin Kiviyachu and the Mizrael. And the Benjamin is going to answer them on all the arguments. And after the Benjamin answered them, the Gemara says, the Benjamin is going to say, but you know, I answered you, you know. But I'll do you a favor, so to speak. And I have a mitzvah kal, I have a very easy mitzvah, which is sukkah. So we'll test how you're going to become the mitzvah sukkah. And they're going to make sukkahs, and it's going to be a very hot day, which is going to make the sun like the Kufis Tamis, like the middle of the summer, and very hot. And it's star part of my sukkah, part of my sukkah. So they're going to go out of the sukkah. And the Gemara said it's going to be not like a goy goes out of the sukkah, not like a yid. Be buried in the sukkah. They're going to be very happy of going out of the sukkah. Ah, Hashem, go out of the sukkah. So they'll fail the test. It's gonna be a verification that they don't have no shaykh with mitzvahs. It's a little shver. What's pshat in that? Moshe won the argument. There was a debate. Moshe said, "No, you have no time." Alpha pikein. I'll give you a mitzvah sufi. Bershom is going to end the debate saying, like Gemara says, and says, "Haim lasoisam macher lekabbis chol." Haim is lasoisam. We're now in the macher. We're not now in the higher. The kabbis chorim. So it's not as man of mitzvahs. Now it's as man of the kabbis chorim. It's not as man of mitzvahs. So it's too late. Okay, you missed the boat. It's too late. Okay. Half up you can. I'll give you a mitzvah sukkah. Means. There's eights, I'll have eights. You could lift yourself higher than the Zman. Klal Yisrael were in a Zman of Adayin Lo Yisamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Olamai. And they went into the future in the Sukkah, and they were B'Simcha just like Yismach Hashem B'Maaso. And they disregarded the whole presence. The whole presence, the presence they disregarded, all the Tzoros, and all the Lo Yisamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Olamai, and all the problems. were disregarded. They forgot about it. They went into a different world, the world of Yismach Hashem B'Ma'asav. So Klai Yisrael has the ability to go higher than the tzimtzum of this man. They're in the present and they go into the future. So I'll give you also that ability. Now is the time for Machal Lekal B'Sachara. Okay, I'll make a sukkah and I'll bring you back to this man of Haim L'Soysa. Go back to this man of Haim L'Soysa. You're now in the world of Lekal B'Sachara, make a sukkah and go back to this man. Go back. Don't go to the future, go to the Ava, to the past. Go live in the past. And the past is L'Soysa? Okay. So it's going to be L'Soysa. So in the world of Machal Lekal B'Sachara, a person can't be mekabel no tzar. There's no tzar. There's no tzar. That's why mitzar potom in asuki, because in the world of kabel schor, there's no tzar. There's yismach Hashem b'maasev, there's no tzar. Mitzar potom in asuki, mitzar has no shaykh mitzar. So in the world of kabel schor, go back to the haim l'asoysam, they can't do that. So you see, you're not Yisrael, you're not Kedushis Yisrael. You don't have Kedushis Yisrael. So Kedushis Yisrael is built on Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, and Hashem Yimloch. Now the Hoiva, the present, is untangible. Torah teaches a person a certain das which can grasp untangible things too. Shavuos is in the middle, that's the Hoiva. Shavuos, the Zohar says, has no Spashtus, doesn't have 7 days. It can't expand into 7 days. Can't be Toifas Makim. It's a Nekuda. Zohar says it's Yom Echad, it's 1 day. It's like a nucleus, a focal point, a Nekuda, which is Mamish, a Nekuda Mamish. Just like the Hoiva. Just like the Hoiva. What's the Hoiva? A Nekuda. Obviously there is a Hoiva. If there's an Ovin, there's an Oset, you have to say there's a Hoiva. It didn't come from nowhere. It came from a Hoiva. But it's untangible. So that's Shavuos. Rav Shirov brings from his Rabbi, the Heiliger Rabbi Mendel Rivner, that he's talking that the Klaiso only heard the Aleph of Anoich. So I always amazed me that Rabbi Mendel doesn't try, Chas V'Shalom, to make less the Gilui of Matan Torah. He wants to make it higher. The Bnei Aliyah, Noichi Hashem Elokecha is too much. It goes too far. It's not the Aleph of Noichi. That's Hashem Himself. That's Hashem Himself. The Achdus of the Aleph of Noichi. They couldn't hear the Noichi. It's too much. It's explained too much. The Aleph of Noichi. That's the Hoiva. That's the Hoiva. It's Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloch. You have Rosh Hashanah. You have Malchis. It's Chorin Shofers. That's correspondent to this Gimel Sefer Miftachim B'Rosh Hashanah. There's a Sefer of Rishon, Chas V'Shalom, of Beinonu, and then Tzadikim Gemir, Tzadikim Gemur. Two Sefer. So what's the difference between these three Madregis? A Tzadik means is the one that says Hashem Melech. Rosh is now my Melech. Hashem Melech. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaMalchus. A tzaddik could say, Hashem Melech, the Bunch is my Melech. A Beinoni can't say Hashem Melech, you're not a tzaddik, so he can't say Hashem Melech. But he didn't detach himself so much from his past when he was a tzaddik. Before he did a virus, he was a tzaddik. And now, he's not a tzaddik, but he could remember his past. He still remembers his past. He could say Hashem Melech. The Bishop was once my Melech. He's not now my Melech, but he was once my Melech, and I could attach myself to my past where before I did Aver. And Rasha means that he became completely torn off from his past, disconnected to his past. He can't say Hashem Melech too. He forgot. He forgot his Hashem Melech. But definitely he could say Hashem Yimloch. Everyone could say Hashem Yimloch. But Nidach Memeni Nidach. Every neshama is going to have a tikkun. He could attach himself and derive his kedusha and his chiyus from his future. Hashem Yimlech. Malchius means Hashem Melech. Zechronus means Hashem Melech. Shofarus, the Shofar Gadol, which is going to be Mekabetz, all the Nidachim. V'hoi b'yemahu, yitaka b'shofar Gadol, v'hoi ovdem b'aris Asher. V'shtachul Hashem, HaKadosh, that's the Shofarus. That's good for a Rosh too. The Rosh could relate to that too. So these are the three kedushas of Zmanim. Kodesh, 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 Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimlech. We enter these Zmanim, these Zmanim Kodesh of the Meyadim, so we have to relive the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the going to Yetzias Mitzrayim, live in the Asad, of the Asad, and definitely in the Hoiva. The Hoiva is Torah, Matan Torah, you learn Torah. So you feel this Hashem Melech now too. And through that we mezoicha to the Mayadim, the Golem Achelim, Abom, the Kursain, the Sholem, Smeichim, the Vinyan Erecha, Sosn Bavad Yisecha, the Noichel Shom, the Azvachim, the Psachim, the Meher, the Amen. Amen.
Sashami Mirab, Yasha Malay, Lavia Koiso, Eldim, Amen.